It's good to have you back, Beau. Last time we got into Pitchbud, and you said something I keep thinking about, which is that you won't open a tool up until it's proven. I want to test that immediately with this one. VideoBud.io is your newest launch, and it's doing something pretty different from other AI video tools. The site says the agent opens your app in a headless browser, follows the click path, captures every step, screenshots, click coordinates, visible text, so the script is grounded in real UI. Most AI video tools just generate from a URL or a brief. Why does it matter that the AI physically walk the app? And what does a video made from real UI captures look like differently?
Well, to answer your last question, it looks like a human made it, and that's the big difference. AI is really necessary here because it doesn't just capture a URL. It reads the page, it understands the context, and it knows how to get the message across. For example, if the message is, I want to create a marketing video that helps sell the website, well, then it'll capture the right parts of the website in order to make that video. If it is a how-to video and you're trying to explain how to do a specific task, then the AI has to learn how to do that task and then explains how to do it using the video. So the AI really comes in handy here.
So the AI is actually learning the task and then creating a video based on that understanding. That's a step further than just summarizing copy. You have a feature called Stale Watch on the Pro tier, where the agent rewalks your app every month to see if the UI changed. How big of a problem is outdated video content for SaaS companies? And do they even realize they have this problem before it affects support?
Well, I know it's a big problem for me and my companies because we're constantly updating the code and updating the features. So, which is typically actually a problem with making videos in the past. Normally, if you were to make a video, support video or a marketing video, you would have to put hours and hours of your own time into it. And it looks fine. It looks great. But the problem is it's outdated very quickly. And making those updates, it's just not practical with so many different websites. Even with one website, people find it incredibly difficult. And that's the benefit of doing it this way. It takes seconds of your time to create a video, unlike hours. And if your video is ever out of date, well, the website will just make you a new one. It's easy as that.
That makes sense. If you're shipping fast, manual regeneration is never going to keep up. You mentioned voice cloning on that pro tier as well. Given your experience with audiobooks, how do you see founders using that? Are they cloning their own voices, or do they prefer a standard narrator persona? Does that grounded look make a clone voice more effective?
Well, I would say it depends on the voice of the person. Some people know that they have good voices for this kind of work, and others are very much aware that their voice is not the best for this kind of work. So they prefer a professional voice that works really well. And we have many of the different curated voices that work extremely well for this case. So I would only suggest the custom clone voice if your voice is a very important part of the equation.
That makes sense. If your personal brand is tied to the product, that founder voice could be key. You've built this tool to create videos that basically walk the SaaS app, gathering actual screens and click paths to write the script. What kind of security considerations went into that design? The site says credentials are wiped after each render. Walk me through what actually happens to keep that data secure.
Right, we're not talking about bank information or credit card information or anything of national security. The kind of security we're talking about is the username and password of an account, a user account. So if somebody is okay with sharing their own account, like I am, then I'll just put in my username and password and it'll be gone right after the system uses it the first time. However, if people are a little bit more security aware, a little bit more conscious about that, and aren't comfortable giving their own password, they could easily just create a temporary account, assign a temporary username and password, give it to the system, and once it's done, they could delete the account. So there's plenty of ways around those with strong security concerns.
That makes sense. It's about giving the user control over the level of access they're comfortable with, whether it's a personal account or a temporary one. Given that you've designed this tool specifically for SaaS companies, where does it fit in a launch strategy? You've mentioned PitchBud before as a day one press tool. Could VideoBud be the day one video asset tool, or do they work together in a specific workflow?
Yeah, I actually even see VideoBud as a day zero work tool because you want generally to have the documentation in place before you bring customers on board and the marketing videos on the website. So this is something that you would do even before the release.
Day zero, right. So you're getting those docs and promos ready before you even launch. You've built tools that write your books, edit them, record the audio, design the covers, pitch the press, run the ads, and now VideoBud makes the video. At what point does a one-person SaaS founder who uses your full stack actually need to do anything themselves on marketing? And is that the goal, or does that make you nervous?
No, it doesn't make me nervous at all. That's the goal. Why go out to another company when we have everything you need? That's pretty much the end game.
So the end game is an all-in-one solution for digital presence. Before we go, for listeners who want to follow up on what we covered, where can they find you and the work you're doing?
You could start with our full website, archieboy.com. That's where you could find all of our companies. And you could also look at the website we've been discussing, videobud.io.
Bo, thank you so much for joining us. I love that concept of stale watch on videobud.io and that idea that videos have a freshness date. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Let's get you back on soon. There's plenty more we can cover. Until next time, that's a wrap.